Mr. Thomas Griffin, the last name is G-R-I-F-F-I-N, 89-year-old white male that we follow in the practice because of chronic kidney disease. Period. The patient has been extremely compliant. He follows recommendations. He maintains the same body weight. And he has a routine that has helped him to improve the kidney function. From CKD 4 now, the patient is up to an estimated EFR of 41 with a creatinine of 1.59. The patient has a tendency to have hypokalemia, and the recommendation is to increase the intake of potassium with bananas, potatoes, tomatoes, rather than giving him tablets, period. One of the components for the kidney dysfunction was the cardiorenal syndrome. The patient has a history of coronary artery disease, status post-coronary bypass, a six-sinus syndrome, a status post-permanent pacemaker. All of that has been under control, and I think that it is making a contribution to the improvement of the kidney function. The urinalysis fails to show the presence of protein in the urine or activity in the urinary sediment. Number two, the patient has peripheral vascular disease. The patient at the present time doesn't have any claudication. The main problem has been in the left hip. He talked to Dr. Medinci, M-E-D-I-N-C-E. A hip x-ray was done. The patient was then referred to the bone doctor, Dr. Alvarez, A-L-V-A-R-E-Z, and during his last visit, Dr. Alvarez expressed the idea of discussing with the primary care the further step for doctor for him regarding his left hip. Period. We are going to communicate with Dr. Medinci the patient's thoughts. Following number. The patient used to have iron deficiency. However, the iron stores, the saturation of iron is 25%. The total iron is 78. Vitamin B12 is 532. The hemoglobin is 11.3, hematocrit 32.8. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia that we have approached with the reduction in animal protein and purine-rich foods in the diet. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, and the renal ultrasound that was done doesn't show the presence of hyperechogenicity, and there is no evidence of calcification or obstruction. The patient was encouraged to continue with his routine, and we are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We spent 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.